EdgeTrainers.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you, to make you part of the generation that will turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and in this series, we are continuing our fellowship in the line of flee and pursue. Today, specifically, we'd like to fellowship about the way to live out and carry out our consecration during this coming school year. I believe that a good number of you have participated in various conferences and trainings in the Summer School of Truth and the college conferences that have gone on over the summer. And you were touched by the Lord and even had a kind of a spiritual revival or a great strengthening in your spiritual life. With the school year coming, I believe that many of you have the burden to have a good, solid start to your school year and to live out your consecration. And that is our burden today. How can we live out the consecration that many of you offered to the Lord during the summertime, and how to have a very good, solid beginning to the school year so that the Lord can gain the profit and so that we would not bury our talent in the earth, as it says in Matthew 25, but that during this school year, we could gain some profit for the Lord. Well, there are five areas that I hope you would pay attention to that I think would strengthen you for this coming school year. And these are five very practical items or practices. Firstly, it's the matter of spending a set time of fellowship with the Lord every day. I do hope that as you look forward to the school year, to this new semester, this would be the first thing that you would schedule, to have some time with the Lord, especially in the morning, in the first part of the day. I know that we speak about this often, but this needs to be built up in all of us, that we would really give the Lord the first place in all things. And the practical way, the most practical way to give the Lord the first place in all things is to give him the first place in our day. So whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or longer, it's good to have this in our schedule, that the first thing we do is spend some time with the Lord. During this time, we can consecrate ourselves to the Lord afresh. We can give him the day, give him the ground in our hearts for the day, as well as spend some time in the Word, taking a couple of verses to nourish our spirit and to feed our spirit, to strengthen our inner man. Following this, the second thing is the matter of the Word. It is so good if we could have a schedule, a Bible reading schedule. I believe that during the summer, quite a number of you began such a schedule or were strengthened to continue in your schedule. I hope that daily you could have some time, whether that means to read one chapter a day or a couple of chapters, maybe even four chapters a day. We've mentioned before that by reading four chapters in the scripture each day, you can finish the whole Bible in 1 year. I hope that that would be the goal for many of us, that within this academic year, within this school year, by the end of May or June of next year, we would have read through the whole Bible, or at least through the whole New Testament. Actually, that's not too hard to do, just reading one chapter a day, or actually just five chapters a week, and you can finish the whole New Testament in 1 year. It's also good if we would have the project of reading the recovery version, that is to read the chapter plus all the footnotes, one chapter a day. That is also a very instrumental project. As it says in John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Touching the word every day, a process goes on, a sanctifying process goes on in our being. Even maybe we're not aware of it, but by touching the Lord, you will be sanctified from the world. You will be strengthened to repel the pull of the world, to overcome the temptations of the world that might bring you down during your school year. The third matter that I hope you would pay attention to is having some time with some spiritual companions in groups of twos and threes throughout the week. We all need such times with spiritual companions throughout the week in order to strengthen us to run the Christian race. The Lord never intended that we would make it on our own. That's why in 2 Timothy 2:22, it says that we need to flee and pursue with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We all need some of those whom we can pursue with, those whom we can touch the Lord with, those whom we can get into the Word with, those whom we can pray with and share each other's burdens. And thank the Lord that through the technology that is available to us in this day and age, if we can't get together in person with our companions, we can do this over the phone. We can do this via Skype. Actually, you can have companions in other parts of the country or other parts of the world. So thank the Lord that we can have the spiritual companions time to be strengthened week by week so that we can go on. The fourth area that I hope that we can take care of is the matter of the gospel. I do believe that all of us can think of some friends that we are burdened for, and I do hope that we would continue and persevere in this matter of praying for our friends and seeking the opportunities to preach the gospel to them. We always encourage the brothers and sisters to make a list of their friends. I hope that you would have a list of at least 3 to 5 friends that you are praying for. Even better if you're praying with your spiritual companions on a weekly basis and praying that the Lord would give you the opportunity. We probably all will have many opportunities at the beginning of the school year, especially if you participated in either the Summer School of Truth or the college training. Some of you went to Poland for the International European Young People's Conference. Some of you went to Brazil for the South American Young People's Conference. What an opportunity when someone just asks you, how was your summer, to say something of what you gained from the Lord. So we hope that you will make a list and pray over these few names constantly, persistently, and then you would be ready in season and out of season. It's good to carry a few tracts with us, to have maybe the mystery of human life with us, as well as our Bible, so that we can be ready to speak something to our friends whenever the opportunity comes up. We do pray, brothers and sisters, that in this school year, we all can bear fruit for the Lord. It wouldn't be too much if within this school year, we would pray, Lord, give me at least one remaining fruit for you, that at least one of my friends would come to you during this school year. Anyway, I hope we would pray for this. And finally, the fifth area that I hope we would pay attention to and put into our schedule is the church meetings. We all are members of the body of Christ, and we need the body in order to go on. And our burden so much that all the young people in the Lord's recovery would be fully in the church life, not in a parallel church life, just in young people's events, but actually in the church life, participating in the meetings of the church. Of course, the Lord's table meeting, the prophesying meeting, the church prayer meeting, the small group meetings. We hope that all the young people could enter more into the church life. And also the church services. We hope that all the young people would serve in the church, whether that be on the children's service. The college students even could serve with the young people or the junior high school or middle schoolers or any of the practical services in the church that are available in your locality. Anyway, through these 5 practices, these 5 practical areas, we do hope that you could schedule them into your day, into your week, that we could in this way redeem the time. These 5 practices are a practical way to live out our consecration. As I mentioned before, I believe that many of us have had a good spiritual strengthening over the summer months. And now as we head to the new school year, we don't want to be distracted. We don't want to leak away all that we gained, so we need to give the Lord a solid consecration. Of course, our consecration is not a promise that we would never fall, that we would do better, but merely it's to give ourselves into his hand that he would take us on. So we encourage all of you to give the Lord this consecration and to consider how to implement these five areas in your life. So young people, be strengthened, go to the Lord, consider this in your situation. Well, that's all for today. We always like to hear from you. So if you have any feedback, either on this podcast or concerning any of the podcasts, you can write us at contactus@ageturners.com. We hope this fellowship has been a strengthening to you, and we pray, O Lord Jesus, strengthen us today, strengthen us each day, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.